Hi, this is Steve Spangler from SteveSpanglerScience.com. You know, I've got the greatest job in the world, teaching people how to be amazing. Join me as we explore some of the secrets that I've recently uncovered on my search for how to be an amazing teacher. Well, as promised, I asked Brad Montgomery to come back and kind of help us out a little bit. Now, Brad is a funny motivational speaker. He's a stand-up comedian. He's a world-class magician. But the guy's just an all-around great guy, a great friend. And I asked if Brad would maybe catch up with us a little bit and help us a little bit with humor in the classroom, so kind of from a teaching perspective. And, Brad, I caught you at the airport. So that flight that I told you to go and get, you missed that one, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Okay, now we've got like 4 hours more because I caused you to miss this last flight, and you might as well hang out in Salt Lake City a little bit longer and talk with me. How's that?
Let's make some teachers laugh.
Okay, so give me some ideas. I've heard you talk a little bit before about humor and whether or not you're born with humor, if people who don't think of themselves as being funny can be funny. And talk to me a little bit about that, because I want to know about that, and I want to know about using humor maybe in the classroom, not like stand-up comedian jokes, but just kind of using humor. So first of all, are you born funny, or is it something that you can acquire?
I'm convinced that there's two parts of it. Yes, you are born with some little gene that helps you to be funny. But the good news is that most of us aren't born with that gene. And for the rest of us, we can do the second part, which is the science of humor. And that is totally, totally teachable, and absolutely that is learnable. So, and it seems contrary to common sense in some ways, because I've heard, I can't tell you how many people have told me, I am not funny. But I'm telling you, I can make anybody funnier. We can't take anybody and turn them into Robin Williams or Steve Martin or Carol Burnett, but we can take anybody and make them funnier than they are today. So if they want it and they're willing to apply the energy and the effort, they will be more funny. They can be more funny in the classroom for sure.
Okay, so help me with this. Let's say I'm a chemistry teacher. I'm teaching empirical formulas. Now, there's nothing funny so far. So help me with this. I have strong content, but I do know chemistry teachers that are just hilarious. So tell me, how can teachers take something that they might think is pretty dry material and use some humor in the classroom to maybe spice up some of that material that's dry?
Well, I've got a couple ideas. I think the first one, though, is to, if you decide you want to be funny no matter who you are, if you're a chemistry teacher and you want to be funnier, the first step, I think, is to immerse yourself in humor. What do I mean by that? I like to compare it to musicians. If you were out there and you wanted to be a guitar player, you would immerse yourself in guitar music. You would hang out at guitar stores. You'd own at least one guitar. You'd read guitar magazines. You'd listen to as many guitar players as you could. You'd talk to other guitar players. You would just totally drown yourself in all things guitar. And that's the first step, I think, is to understand that humor just doesn't come. You don't pick up a book and then, bam, you're funny. Instead, it's a learned science. It's going to take some effort. And the first step is just to immerse yourself. So specifically, what could you do? I think people should spend a little bit more time on the comedy or on the comic page of the newspaper, and they might say to themselves, this is funny. And then the next question should be to themselves, why is this funny? Or maybe the next comic is not funny. And the question, of course, is going to be, well, why not? Why don't I think that's funny? So the first step is then looking at everything you can that's supposed to be funny and then deciding for yourself what you think is funny and why. So here's some more examples. Next time you're watching TV and it's a sitcom, if you're laughing, notice. Point out to yourself, hey, check it out, I'm laughing. Why am I laughing? What was so funny? Why was that funny? And maybe if it's you're watching the WB network and it's not funny, you should be asking the same question. This really stinks. Why isn't it funny? Why isn't this working? So the point is that there's so many different styles of comedy and there's so many different styles of humor. The first step is to sort of be involved in it so much that you know at the very least what makes you laugh. So that's a really specific step. You know, I mentioned the comic pages. I mentioned TV. Take yourself to a comedy club. Take yourself to a bookstore or a used bookstore or even a library and find any CD you can with a stand-up comedian on it. And remember, it doesn't have to be someone you think you're going to copy as a science teacher. If you could check out a Gallagher tape, it doesn't mean you're going to hammer on watermelon in the classroom.
Oh, man.
But what it does is...
That was my act. I mean, that's what I was planning on doing with the kids, is to hammer a watermelon. And I could be funny.
You'd blow it up, not hammer it.
Well, I would blow
it up. You know, I've heard people say, I'm not going to listen to Gallagher because I'm a science teacher. I've got a serious topic. And I think they've missed it. They want to listen to any tape they can, any CD they can, because it's at least supposed to be funny. And their goal is to see if it is funny and try to decide if they think it's funny personally, and then why do they think it's funny. Just absolutely jump in, immerse yourself in humor. That is an excellent first step for anybody who thinks humor is important enough to them that they want to add more to their life, including more to their life in the classroom.
Well, tell me if I'm on the right track. I'm listening to everything that you're saying, and the things that are coming to mind. I had a great chemistry teacher who works with us today. In fact, his name is Doug Hodes, and Doug's a funny guy, but he's not like doing jokes and material. He's just a funny guy. For example, he knows that science teachers get picked on, and he knows that, you know, that it's kind of this nerd kind of thing. So he purposely, certain days, makes sure that he's got the pocket protector on, packed with pens, you know, lined up just right, shirt is disheveled and pulled out, you know, the glasses are to the side a little bit, because he kind of fits that stereotype. It's almost like he's making fun of himself just a little tiny bit. But you know what? If you were late to class, you had to wear the nerd protector for the next full day, or it was 10 points off your grade. So, I mean, the guy was, you know, you couldn't help but laugh at the guy. And I remember doing a thing with a diaper, and he would dissect the diaper and pull the powder out of the diaper. And instead of just bringing a diaper in, what he would do is he would make sure that he was actually he put the diaper in his pants, you know what I mean, like just tuck it behind,
right,
so
yeah,
that you have the lab coat on. And then all of a sudden he would ask somebody for a diaper, and of course these kids are going, I don't have a diaper, and he'd reach behind his lab coat and say, well, you know, sometimes when you turn 60 you will. And he reaches in and actually pulls out this brand new diaper out of there. Well, you can't help but talk about this guy who's just goofy, you know, but at the same time we're laughing. And these are the memories that we take back as you try to create these unforgettable learning experiences. And I'm hearing you tell me this is pretty important.
Oh, yeah. And what I'm hearing about this guy, who, by the way, sounds hilarious, and I wish, where was he when I was taking chemistry? What a great man, because the first thing he decided was, one, that he wanted to be funny, and then, two, what would make him laugh? So he was thinking, well, that would crack me up if I saw a science teacher pull a diaper out of my pants. It would crack me up if I saw a science teacher make fun of the fact that science teachers' stereotypes are geeks. So, you know, love the fact that he just was interested in it and just started thinking about, well, what was funny to him. That's a great first step, and what a great example.
Well, I think that humor can fit in for all of us, and I'm going to ask you if you wouldn't mind helping us with some specific examples, because as a result of this podcast and some of the blogging, I'm going to ask for some teachers' examples and some feedback from some other teachers that are out there, and just how we some examples of maybe how they have used humor in the classroom, because I think that some of those things are really important.
Great. Bring it on.
Hey, thanks for spending some time with us in the airport. I promise I won't make you miss your flight this time. How's that?
I'm really excited to be part of it, Steve.
Go get yourself a double tall, non-fat, whatever it might be, and squeak a little bit like you do, and light your wallet on fire, or do all those things, and I'll read about you in the paper, all right?
Thanks, Steven. Take care.
Hey, if you want some great tips from Brad Montgomery, go to www.bradmontgomery.com. That's www.bradmontgomery.com, or just click on the link here on the blog. Thanks, Brad. Now it's time for you to learn how to do something truly amazing by visiting stevespanglerscience.com, or catch my weekly audio and video blogs at stevespangler.com. One word of warning, just watch out for those flying potatoes.